The first feature today is about a great entertainer and a shy gentleman, The Singing Pussman, and is being read by Robin Quine.
He reached out to shake my hand, smiled and thanked me for coming to see him. We were standing in a record shop in Diss more than 60 years ago. His name was Alan Smethurst. They called him the Singing Postman, and I was a cub reporter on the Diss Express, recalls Derek James. I have never forgotten how kind and polite he was as we had a chat in the Mere Street shop while the crowds gathered outside. And then the front door was unlocked and in came the fans with their autograph books. Alan disappeared out the back and returned with his guitar and started to sing. I have always loved my Miss from Diss. Later this year, it will be a quarter of a century since Alan died after an extraordinary life of highs and lows. He was a great entertainer, but a shy gentleman, and alcohol got the better of him. His big top 20 hit, which made him a star, asked the question, "Have you got a light, boy?" Because Molly Windley, she smoked like a chimney, but she's my little nicotine gal. And we mustn't forget that in 1967, he was given an Ivor Novello Oscar Award for the Best Novelty Song of the Year and told us, "This is the most exciting moment of my career." Others being honoured included Lennon McCartney for Michelle and Yellow Submarine, and the International Song of the Year was Winchester Cathedral. Lots has been written about the rise and fall of Alan over the years, and back in the 70s he spoke about his early life, saying, "As my mother was born in Stookey, the Norfolk accent was the first one I heard, and I have been hearing it ever since." The family moved to Sheringham, and he recalled, "Right up to the war, I spent every holiday with my great granny at Stookey, and I was never happier than at those times. My fondest recollections are of the field at harvest time. My visits were during the last days of the horse-drawn binders at harvest time that were fighting a losing battle with tractors." And then he said, "How much I wish I could return to those days, endless weeks of enjoyment, with no more to spend than an old penny in my pocket." While he did hit the big time, it all backfired as he turned to the bottle and spent much of his life as a virtual recluse in a Salvation Army hostel in Grimsby. He said his first dozen years as a postman were happy and uneventful. Alan, who loved the likes of George Formby, started strumming the guitar in the privacy of his own bedroom. "No one could have persuaded me to sing for my supper in any club or pub. Besides, I had a tin opener at home," he said. But then, in the summer of 1964, he met Ralph Tuck, who worked for the BBC in Norwich and ran the smallest recording organisation in the world. His life changed. He made four records and became a big star, appearing on Top of the Pops, Sunday Night at the London Palladium, and then in a summer show at the Windmill in Great Yarmouth. This was cut short by illness brought on by stage fright and heavy drinking, and he eventually stepped away from the spotlight. His money ran out and he signed on the dole. "I've been foolish and spent the lot," he said. He said later, "As well as glimpsing the big time, I also travelled round Norfolk and Suffolk, visiting lots of delightful towns and villages I would never have been able to see if I had stayed a postman." Alan died during December 2000 in Grimsby, and the following year our own Keith Skipper wrote a lovely book called "Have You Got a Light, Boy? The Life and Lyrics of Alan Smethurst, the Singing Postman." The big strength of Alan Smethurst's contribution to Norfolk culture is the lasting familiarity, constant freshness, and a genuine affection for all he wrote, said Keith. A real bonus is reading the words to his songs in the book. It is still available to buy and is the perfect tribute to our singing postman.